I always wanted to be a decent ghost. Not that I'm doing so bad. I guess I've been doing the right things. I'm out there, sometimes where I can be seen. People say I look like a cloud. They say my face is asymmetrical, that I'm oddly pink and effeminate. They are right about these things. Some people say I look gay, lumpy, and like a scoop of melting ice cream. They call me the worst ghost ever. These people might be right too, but these people have a bad outlook on life. I usually hang out by walls. That's just where I'm most comfortable. I'm oddly two-dimensional. I don't like being snuck up on or walked through. When people walk through me, they often say that it was thick, moist, and smelled like a moldy fridge, a sack of bad fruit, rotten. People often call me it, and that hurts my feelings. I have feelings, and they're just the same as people feelings. People often ask me who I am. I'm a ghost, is what I would say if I didn't have a gaping black hole for a mouth. Some people think I'm their dead relative, that I'm trying to communicate with them, that I have answers. Is there a heaven? Why couldn't you say you loved me? Why did you do that to yourself? These are all very serious questions, and I would like to say to them, I don't know the answers to these questions. I'm just a ghost. But I have a useless hole for a mouth. I can't tell them anything, so I commit and listen with compassion. Ghosts have always been great listeners. People often reach out and try to grab me. They've never succeeded. They stumble forward and fall through me. I'd like to reach back at them and see what would happen, but I have no arms, no hands. I can't hug. I'd like to drink a glass of water, but I have no thumbs. Being a ghost means being thirsty. This is something you learn early on. We float and can move around. It's quite easy. I've been all sorts of places and seen all sorts of people. When you're a ghost, you like to watch, but you need to hide. Ghosts are creepy that way. I went to church once, but an old lady saw me and was convinced I was the Virgin Mary. People see what they want sometimes. I went to a wedding once, but I scared a plump kid by the cake and then he barfed. I've watched movies. I go to baseball games. Ghosts love museums, history, and culture. Ghosts love to learn about people just as much as people love to learn about ghosts. If we had a ghost TV, there would be shows about people. We would have whole channels dedicated to people. We would pay premium prices for the most award-winning people shows. If we had ghost TV, I wouldn't have to go out. I wouldn't have to be seen. I could just float and watch and learn. But we can't have ghost TV because ghosts cannot make things. We cannot produce TV shows or write scripts. Ghosts can't do much of anything. I loved a girl once, a person. She lived in a duplex I was haunting. I'd sit by the wall and she would cook herself vegan meals. She loved apple juice and had terrible taste in music. She would listen to her terrible music while doing dishes before bed. She liked to do this topless and I liked to watch. Sometimes she would forget to close the curtains while topless in the kitchen, and I would get upset that people outside might get to watch too. She had a dog that barked at me all the time. It wasn't a mean dog, it was just a dumb dog. Eventually, the people in the other half of the duplex complained. The police showed up and cited her, and then they showed up again. It took 3 citations and 1 fine before she had to get rid of her dog. This hurt her, and consequently hurt me. I watched her cry. I watched her get angry. And as time went by, I watched her move on. When she adopted another dog, it barked at me. I knew it was going to happen again, so I left. Ghosts and people just can't fall in love. It never works out. Now I hang out at crowded and poorly kept bars. Bright neon lights hang in the windows and lure people in. Inside it's dark and people don't trust their eyes after they've been drinking. I startle people, but they move along quickly. These days, I'm just trying to be next to a wall. I'm just trying to be a ghost. When I was young, I used to wake up and strive to figure out all those big, dumb, unanswerable life questions that have the potential to both inspire and ruin people. I'm getting old, and I'm fading away. Eventually, people will stop seeing me. The people who did see me will talk to their friends about it around Halloween, when it's acceptable for such things. But they'll mess up the details, they'll embellish, and essentially the stories will not be about me anymore. I've traveled, I've scared people, and I've loved a woman. I've lived something that has the impression of a person's life. I've lived the life of a ghost.